apostle of reformation. With an uncommon depth in covenant realities. Given a divine mandate to spread the gospel of grace in excellence and spirituality. He is impacting so many lives in five campuses across two continents. Being apt in the spirit, he decodes spiritual truths from the Word of God and presents the gospel with exactitude and practical relevance.
The devil will give you a legit reason for entering bondage. There's a way that seems right to a man.
A steward of faith, stirring a divine blueprint that has fast become a reference point globally. Stands out as one of the emerging influences to the next generation of young leaders in Africa. Fondly referred to as the father of the takeover generation, across board he has changed so many lives and he is igniting the dynamics of fresh kingdom possibilities, pushing the gospel through new frontiers in emerging technologies. Koza TV, Mazumia TV and Pop Central, a loyal father, a devout mentor, an insightful teacher, God's anointed one, and a remarkable husband to our sensational mother, Pastor Modele Fatoibo. Ladies and gentlemen, with a heart of gratitude, receive with a loud ovation the senior pastor of the Commonwealth of Zion Assembly, our beloved father in the Lord, the Reverend Biodun Fatoibo. We love and celebrate you, sir.
Father, we honor you this morning. There is none like you. You are all and in all. No one reigns like you. And the beautiful thing is that no one pays attention to us like you. The Bible says, let him have all our cares because you care for us. Be things that will benefit us, will transform us, and will bring profit to our table. You are the Lord our God who teaches us to profit and lead us the way we should go. We thank you for all the campuses hooked up to this place and all the sister churches watching this. Thank you so much, because lives will not remain the same. Bring revelation to our heart in Jesus' precious name. One more time, clap for Jesus as you take your seats. Amen. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. The Bible says, do you see a man who excels in his work? Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Now, I need to let you know, in case you're hooked up to us on the internet or you're here for the first time, our sister churches and our campuses are hooked up to this first service because in a couple of months, we want to be talking about church excellence in church, talking to the workers. And I'm going to make it fit in into your life and allow the Lord to talk to you also. But just to bear that in mind, that we are sharing a lot about church growth and all of that. And if you look at this, if you observe this scripture, it says, if you see a man that excel in his work. The King James Version says, seest thou that a man is diligent in his business. So you now see a correlation between diligence and excellence. Because excellence means someone is dedicated to excelling. I wanted you to know that the glory upon us in the New Testament is not a static glory. It's the glory that if you saw it yesterday, you couldn't tell what it's going to be today. It's the glory that excels. That's why the 24 elders and everyone that bow before the Lord, before his throne, when they bow before him, when they raise their face, the Lord has switched in another glory. And that is the glory that is upon us in the New Testament, is the glory that keep excelling. That was what the Bible referred to when it says The path of the just is like a shining, like glory is shining. That shines ever bright. It's always excelling. So nobody can contain you if you follow God. Nobody should be able to determine and say, oh, this is how far they will go. For Jerusalem shall not be measured. Is that Bible says is a city that you cannot measure. The length and its breadth. Says, stop that young man, Zechariah chapter number 2. And tell him that Jerusalem cannot be measured. He says, because God will be a wall of fire around it and the glory within it. If you know about science, you know that fire burns out. God is not a wall of fence, a wall of brick around Jerusalem. Because once you fix a wall of brick, it stays there. And you cannot expand it easily. But God says, I will not let Jerusalem be like a city without wall. I will fence Jerusalem. But I will give room for expansion. And if you know the law of combustion, fire spreads out. So God wants us to keep excelling. So if you look at the Amplified Bible of this verse, the Bible says in Proverbs 22 verse 29, the Amplified, do you see a man diligent and skillful in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. You and I know that if you run a business, those who patronize you determine 100% how successful you are. So if obscure men are patronizing your business, if obscure men are your clients, then you know that you will not excel. But if high and mighty are with you, then you know you're going to excel. So what makes high and mighty look for you is what we're discussing this morning. If you want to always matter, if you want to always do much with less, if you always want to be relevant in your generation all through, if you want to have measurable progress in reasonable time, you need to listen to me. You must be excellent. This thing I'm sharing with you is something you must pay attention to as a Christian, first of all, because the spirit within you is an excellent spirit. Now that you are a Nigerian or you are an African listening to me, I do not excuse every other person from other nations of the world, but particularly if you are from this place, you have been introduced to something you must break off from. Mediocrity sounds like spirituality. Mediocrity sounds like what is validated by God. Mediocrity looks and it's been accepted like, oh, this is the norm. You know, yesterday I was talking to some people that went for evangelism. And they said to me, oh, they met a lot of people. They said, Kuza is coming to Maraba. Your people, your packaging. Now, when they talk about packaging, they make it sound like it's unreasonable for you to be excellent. They make it sound like it's not scriptural, like it's odd. You know how odd people make you feel odd? God is excellent. And it's ungodly not to be excellent. So if you are an African, a light has been introduced to you that you need a lot of adjustment. It's normal to come late. I was invited to a place this weekend. They told me, well, we wrote 2, but the event is actually 4. Because it's African time. And we actually gain pride at it. If you invite people to your event in Africa, for example, and you tell them this invitation admits 1, they're going to come with 3 people. And they'll be fighting at the gate. They're not even going to say, sorry, I know this reads for 1 person, but I came with people, I couldn't do it. No. They're fighting like, what do you mean? Who are you? Get away, you. You need a lot of adjustment to be able to fit into what I'm sharing with you. And if you want to be rare, you want to stand out, you want to have global relevance in whatever you're doing, not everybody has that vision anyway. But if you are the type I'm talking to, you need to be committed. It's not something you do once. A friend of mine in 1994 or so, 1994, 1996, said something to me I will never forget. He said, the definition of excellence is simply this. What keeps excelling? I said, why? He said, because mediocrity today was excellent yesterday. It was excellent yesterday. I mean, I find it very strange when people run a hotel and then they put it as part of the advert, 24 hours power. What should it have been? I mean, what kind of thing is that? People do handbills for church programs and they say, this artist is coming. Then they put their name and say, confirmed. What's the meaning of that? Were you supposed to put someone's picture there? What? So what are you, I don't understand. There's some things that when I see with you, I just know that something is wrong somewhere. How can you be advertising that in your hotel there's 24 hours power? And it's supposed to be part of the hospitality industry. You should be ashamed to even write it there. But it's normal here. So you need a lot of adjustment. And so those are the kind of people that give their lives to Christ. And then they come to church. To now make it worse, on the bottom line of the food chain is the church. I mean, the calf that dies is always God's calf. When you went to school and you had the carryover, or your GP when it was down, the first thing you cut off was fellowship. God, prayer. You still went to the cafeteria, you still fellowship with your friends, still did all sorts. Even weekends you went for some shows. But God is the first thing you cut off. So God is what we throw anything at. For 400 years, God did not talk to the children of Israel between Malachi and Matthew until God started to talk to them back in Matthew. God was silent. So the book of Malachi was written because God was pouring out his grievances. And he says to them, when I ask you for sacrifice, out of all the goats in your stock, you took the one with one blind eye. So the one that was doing like this. God said, can you give your governor that as a Christmas gift? He said, if I'm your father, where's my honor? So I'm explaining that to you to let you know that the natural heart of a natural man is desperately wicked and is enmity towards God. So if they're doing that in the ministry, if they're doing that in the companies, if they're doing that in the hospitality industry, you can imagine what happens in church. People will get to the American embassy and line up and behave. They come to church and they're fighting. Why would you tell me to line up? Because they think God is... They actually think they are doing you a favor for coming to church. And these people are formed for myself. That they should glorify me. We were made for God. Every other thing you do is secondary. Your full-time job is God's agenda for your life. The day you find yourself in a room and you start talking to God alone, that day I pray it won't be too late. Because even idle words you speak will be given account of. Your breath, everything God gives to you, you will account for it. It's called the day of reckoning. While I don't want to scare you or make you afraid or bamboozle you to loving God, but the truth be told, this will come to pass one day. This is the reason why the few people you know that fear God, fear God. This is the only reason. And God wants us to be conscious. When God made the earth, please, no, he did not make the entire earth. He planted a garden. And then he brought a man and said, please multiply this. Duplicate it. Replenish the earth with it. This prototype, this excellent thing I did here, spread it around. We were brought here to complete what God started. We are completers. We are completers. We are the progenitor on the face of the earth. You must be excellent. What does it mean to be excellent? The quality of being outstanding or having or being extremely good. The quality of being outstanding and being extremely good. So to get the word excellence is to just look at the word excel. To excel means to do above and beyond. So nobody here should compare that you run a company. Your competition should never be any company in Africa. You run a church. Your competition, if there's anything like that, anyone you're trying to strive to become should never be a church. If it's a church in Africa, it must be a church that is not limited by African light. That is not to talk down on Africa, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. That the things that are normal here, you will go to jail in other places. for doing them. God wants you to be global. And when we say global, we're not just trying to say that we're trying to penetrate other nations. What God has given to you is not supposed to be for your constituency alone. God wants you to touch the world from where you are. To excel means to do above and beyond. One of the first things my pastor taught me when I just gave my life to Christ is always do more than you're required. Maybe that's why I preach more than the time I'm given. Always do more than what you're required. There is no task anybody gives to me, whether I'm invited to preach in a place or you want me to do something for you. I will make sure I do more than I am required. It's a goal I have embraced from the beginning of my Christian walk. That's why I always tell you we don't do small things. I will always do more than I'm required. How much are they paying me? And that's why you are damaging yourself. That's why you get to work and you are distant from money tonight. You are damaging yourself. You are. Because you will soon leave the place or the company. You will shut the company down. Then it will be you alone. You would have embraced the wrong culture. And let me tell you something about change. If I have time, I'm going to share with you about change. It's been discovered by psychologists that most people, they live and die without changing. They only sandpaper their life. To change is very difficult. It takes God to change. So don't embrace the wrong things because to shake them off takes a lot. Never underperform. Never. Always ask yourself before you receive a task. My name is involved. I am involved. My conscience is involved. I'm going to do above and beyond. How can you sign up to be a worker in a church and they don't find you? They have to be chasing after you. Was that why you joined? To be a weakling? To be dragging other people down? You never follow rules. You want to do things on your terms. And when they don't allow you to do things on your terms, you leave the place. How many churches do you attend? And you like good things. Because that place you went to join, you like something somebody built there before you joined. Why do you want to go there and go and spoil it? Any organization you belong to, you are either a pillar or a caterpillar. Caterpillar pulls down, a pillar upholds. You need a mind shift if you are born here. Please, I want everyone here to listen to me and listen close. Don't assume you're excellent. Please. I was listening to a certain individual who was teaching on excellence, passionately sweating. And I said to myself, even if nobody advises him, his wife couldn't tell him that. When you want to fight and your wife tells you, "Sweetheart, don't fight." She knows you can't beat the person. Your wife should say that, "Don't, please, why don't you teach on diligence? Teach on consistency, because you are consistent at this wrong thing you are doing. Excellence." I looked at it, even his backdrop, I said, "Oh my God." Some people think excellence is expensive. Mediocrity is more expensive. It's more because you are raising the template and you are producing the wrong people for the future of whatever you are trying to do. The universal language for success, whether you are speaking Chinese or you're speaking anything, the universal language for success is excellence. I always tell my wife, when a white man is pretending like he cannot hear your English, you are not excellent. If you are good, if you are a cardiologist, that you can turn anything around, and you are speaking the Ujechaoshu English, but you are good, they will hear you. I was shocked that they could hear Joseph Prince in America. I was shocked. If you are an athlete, par excellence, anything you do, your language does not matter. Chinese man, language is not, I beg, perform. The first gift God gave to man was work. Don't joke with your work. Don't joke with your work. What I see around here is that we joke with our work. We don't even value our work. I want to read the Message translation of Proverbs 22:29 to you as I begin to move forward. See, observe people who are good at their work. You must be good at your work. Observe people. You don't even need capital. While in your industry you are looking for job, other people, jobs are looking for them. because they pay attention. Someone took me to go and look at a building. Oh, well, sets of buildings. Very beautiful. When I stepped into the compound, I did not know I was in Abuja. The first question out of my mind was not who owns it. My first question was who built it. $23 million was the price tag. So I was like, what is it that they built that they want to sell 23? When I got to the place, I said, please, who built this? I want to meet this person. Oh, he's an Italian guy. Nobody knows he's in town because he does not work for anybody. It doesn't work for anybody. And whether they have projects or they don't have projects, this guy that brought him in has him on a retainership. If you are broke, you are not good. At anything you do, even if it's sand that you're selling, you're not good. They brought him in, treating him like a king. You talk to him, he won't answer you. Someone paid the price. He wrote down his bills, saw everything, projected his retirement, and told the guy, if you can pay me, I'll sit down with you. And he doesn't talk to nobody. If you see this building, I said, what? Now, it's not about the building, but the thought he put into it. The transformer was upstairs. Uh-huh. The tanks were down underground. The way the gate was suspended. You know this in Nigeria that when you press your remote, you see our gates, the guards that were repairing every day. He figured out the reason why this thing spoils. I was just seeing wisdom everywhere. I could not sleep. I said to my wife, I said, what is wrong with us? I almost beat up a guy in my house who came to fix something. You didn't manufacture it. Someone else manufactured it. Just to fix. Just to screw. See what you've done. And he's looking at me like, what is it? That? Pastor, your wallah is too much. Your wallah. You see, wrong? Foolish people wants to make you look foolish. I have a problem with you when you are looking at something excellent and it doesn't shift your mind. I don't abuse leaders, but I don't know why they will travel and come back and enter their house, say, bring me food. Something is wrong. You should question, say, how did it happen there? How much is here? Even for your comfort. Observe people who are good at their work. What does the Bible say? Look at that verse properly. Give me the full verse. Proverbs 22:29 Message Translation. Give me the full version. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, read the next verse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Amen. You know, I went to Bishop Jake's church one day, and I said to him, sir, would you please allow me to go into your media room? You're touching the world. Show it to me. I say this under God, and I'm not trying to brag. We were this day done when this happened. And I entered into the media room. There was no product they have that we didn't have times three in Koza. Not one. Tascam, we had the latest version. They had the 6 years ago. This one, I said, is there any other place? This way you're touching the world from. The problem is mindset, not the equipment. And when you see anybody you know, when you are discussing problem, they are discussing what you don't have. That person does not have the right mindset. And you see, this is dangerous because you don't even know something is wrong with you. You think it's normal. Particularly the people you surround yourself with and when you're comparing yourself with your environment. Thank you. Bring it up, please. The Bible says, observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a backseat to anyone. You may have title. When they're good, they don't take a backseat. If you are the president of Nigeria, who will be your pilot? The best you find. All of you, bring your CVs. Do you want to die in the air? So you don't need politics. You don't just be good. Be good at what you do. Put in your best. I've had to confront young people. who chose this career for you? Say, I chose it. Okay. You chose to sing, right? The other option, you chose. So why do you want to take back seat? And what those who don't work on themselves, they are mounting pressure on other people to change their life instead of mounting pressure on them. If you're good, you're good. When preachers come to this church to speak, I'm not just listening to the message. I am imagining this same crowd are given to me every Sunday. This guy is using my microphone. He's on my stage. If there's anything like that. And he's thrilling the crowd. So what is he doing? I'm watching him. I'm reading. You are listening to the message, but I'm watching everything. When I get home, I ask for the DVD. I'm watching. After maybe the seventh time, I catch something. Ah! That's it. I brush it. Watch me two services after. You'll see that skill. How can you be looking and not see? How? Do you know you don't need to be gifted? All you just need is to be teachable. That's all. You went home with your boss. You saw the way he spoke to his kids and his wife. Get home and repeat it. You will see that it will answer for you. You suddenly, after 3 months, you just say, my wife has changed. Because rich people's wife don't normally, maybe a few cases. Amen? But when life is not good to you and you bring it home, your home should be a heaven. Tap your neighbor and say, I'm going to be teachable. So I have a problem when I hear that. Koza, you're packaging. Some are complimenting us, but you could sense in them like, your wala is too much with church. And I'm wondering. Rema Kali of Rema in South Africa did some things. The South African government had to go to church to learn. That is who we're supposed to be. If you're walking on a dark path and one person has the torchlight, where will the person with the light be? At the back or in front? We ought to spearhead new things. We're not supposed to allow our environment to affect us. We are supposed to create a culture that will become normal. Please, at the risk of you thinking maybe we're bragging, this is the first church to remove curtains from the backdrop and put screens and put lights in Nigeria. And the first of all photos, disco, all the names they called us was because of what we did. But they first of all attack you, they observe you, they copy you, they never acknowledge, which is okay. But don't let anybody stop you. It has become normal now. I mean, it's a major industry now to supply LED screens in Nigeria. As a pastor, if you have three scriptures for not having LED screens, your church members that will tell you, change this thing. It has become normal. By the grace of God, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, in your industry, you begin to dictate the new tone. In the name of Jesus, order should not be strange. Beauty should not be strange. We are supposed to be the custodians of these things. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let some things, let few things, let many things be done how? Decently and in order. All things. While I know that contextually, Apostle Paul was talking about the excesses of the Corinthian church with their spiritual gift, but the phrase all things make me drag it into all things. Let all things be done decently and in order. So when they see a place that is so excellent and there's so much order, they think God is not there, because in their mind, the kind of God they serve, some people will spend 3 weeks when they enter heaven in tutorial workshop how to fit in into the system. Wow. Because it's not what they're expecting they're going to meet. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter number 6 and verse 1, who knows how many kings that Daniel walked with in Babylon? That's your assignment, I won't tell you. One person. The magi that came, they call them wise men, that came to greet Jesus. They were magicians. But the influence of Daniel, imagine how many thousands of years between Daniel and Jesus. The influence of Daniel and his prophetic stuff still was in the land of Babylon, in the secular world, that they said, you know what, these guys are different from us, but let's go and give him a gift. That's who you are going to be. Daniel never prayed for headache. No healing grace like other people in the Bible. But a book was enshrined to his name. That tells you that God values some things. Book of Nehemiah, an administrator. Book of Daniel, Esther. There's no book of Elijah. God places premium on some things. And I wanted to begin to pay attention. I was talking to a guy I consider a billionaire 3 days ago. And he said, Pastor Biodo, I stand to be corrected. You can correct me because you're a pastor. But I've come to realize that excellence and what is it called, the second one? Huh? And honor, thank you. I told you at the workers' meeting. Honor and excellence, he said it transcends anointing. He said, I've come to realize. And I knew what he was talking about. I knew exactly because I know his environment. How could you be in your industry and a white man comes from his country to come and take your contract here? Let me tell you something. Don't blame anybody. Some governors are giving contracts to Nigeria. I know a young man that a governor looked at and said, you're a young man? You know, we know how to package proposals. He packaged the proposal. I want to help you. He gave him the contract. The boy disappeared. How I got to know was that he picked up his pastor. And the pastor is my son. I'm telling you the truth. Very terrible culture. Very, very terrible. Or they give you the money, they pay you advance, and you go and buy a car. That's why they don't want trouble. See, are you an Israeli man? German? Oh, yeah. They leave our own citizen. And now you are born again. The greatest spirit that could be in any human is now in you. You are still a mediocre. And you are not just a mediocre needing help. You are fighting people that are challenging you to be excellent. And you form cliques. Not everybody, but most people that have walked with me and left is an issue of mediocrity and excellence. I had to tell somebody not too long ago. I said, they were supervising something here. They opened that middle to get into the electrical system and left it for Sunday morning. I just was downstairs. God just told me to go to the foyer. I hardly have done that, maybe 5 times since I've been in this church. I just went to the foyer. I was coming back. I saw the openings. They opened the places and dropped those things on the floor. So I called the guy. I said, come. Take this picture now and send it to one of the guys ahead of you in ministry, in district. Send it to them. So they will know that I don't have a problem with you. It's been a problem of excellence. And sometimes when you're teaching a university student, kindergarten stuff, sometimes you lose your cool. The Bible says it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps. Satraps were governors. Have I lost you? To be whole over all the kingdom. So this kingdom was bigger than Nigeria. We don't have 120 states. Over all this, now, over all these governors, they now had south chairman of the governors, north chairman of the governor, southwest chairman of the governor. Are you catching what I'm trying to say? They were all satraps. But they now chose him out of the three that the satraps may give accounts to them so that the king will suffer not. The Bible says Daniel was one of those three out of 120. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above all the governors and the satraps because an excellent spirit was inside him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the entire realm. You see, people who they gave the satrap position. Report, submit at 8, they submit at 7. They are the ones who will be forming clique, doing all of that to make sure that if they don't make them one of those governors, this place will not stand. Oh God, if you face your work, you'll be chosen. Now, this is the way Babylonian kingdom works. Babylonian kingdom is secular system. Are you getting something? This is the way it works. I want you to imagine what happened to Daniel. Please don't think when they took them from Judah. They say, hey, scum. Yeah, all of you line up. Be singing. Oh, my own. Oh, my own. Oh, my own. When shall I? Do you think that? They beat them. They put them in chains. They locked their lips. They tied their legs in fetters. They came as slaves. They were captives. And when they arrayed them before the king was like, wow, I like some young men there. Daniel did not know what was coming. They caught him unaware. His hair was cut. He was well dressed. Because when they looked at them, the Bible says they chose young men that were good looking. How do you look at a man who was captured and you still found him good looking? It was not because he loved God that they chose him. Good looking. Then they did IQ tests for them. There are lots of people that have had green cards and they were eligible to citizenship in some countries. And then they go there and say, I want to be a citizen. And they say, sing the national anthem of America. Pardon? Pardon? You want to go for an interview in an organization, you don't even go to read about it. I met with some executive some days ago. The moment he sat in my office, I just mentioned his wife's name. Everything changed. Ah, you know her? I said, oh, really? Mention his son's name. How is he doing? I found out he's there. So how are you handling him? What are the challenges? You know, a friend of mine, one of these top politicians in America, was to meet with about 500 people in New York for a dinner. Your name had to be there. The time of the dinner was not 6 p.m. It was 5:53. 5:53, nobody knows the venue. You had to be at the lobby of a certain hotel. Then they take you. 5:53. When he was telling me, I was like, what is the 5:53? And everybody knew the table they would sit and the people that would sit on that table. And everybody that would sit on that table, everybody knew. You know what happened to him? They placed him on the same table with Clinton. Clinton was white, he's black. And Clinton started off his head discussing his life. So he was talking about his college, the fraternity he belonged to, and not Confra in Nigeria, you know what I'm saying. The fraternity he belonged to, and his school, even his grade in school, his wife, his kids. The guy said to me, listen, people don't just lead. He said, man, that guy is genius. From that statement, I learned it. So when I met with the guy 2 days ago, I downloaded him the little I knew. Everything changed. Everything. Everything. You must distinguish yourself. Don't be forming companions with fools. Don't be forming companions. You know, in Nigeria, when you're too excellent, they even hate you. This guy, all the time, good day. You know when you just wear slippers? Wear slippers. Yeah, if you be Gucci, wear slippers. Just wear something. Just go. So I like the man simple. The simple man. Okay. You know, the funny thing about life, culture changes. And things will change. So prepare yourself for the change coming. Tap your neighbor, say, I will be excellent. Come on, say it again, say, I'm going to be excellent. Look at your neighbor, say, please stop celebrating mediocrity. What are you supposed to do? Be God's friend. To stand out. To experience open doors. For your path to continue to shine. Be a friend of God. I am not from a place where they celebrate excellence. I didn't see a lot of excellence in my life growing up before I met Jesus. It was when I gave my life to Christ that the light for excellence, the desire for it, started burning higher. If you're a friend of God, I wish I could read to you the entire Psalm 8. David says, when I consider the work of your hand, the stars, the moon, he said, I concluded, which you have ordained, I concluded that, oh Lord, our God, how excellent. He started by saying that. He ended in verse 9 by saying that. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. Not only in Abuja, in all the earth. The way God operates touches all the earth. If they carry what you call excellence on the scale of the world, can it hold a candle near it? You don't know how I feel. When people come from America and they come here and they say, wow, excellent. Of course, I know that we still have a lot to do. We're not there yet. We're not even near. Because of the human capital around us. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will stand out. Amen. Some people, their amen is not loud if you're not praying against the devil. I say you will stand out. Amen. Number two, pray in tongues a lot. Pray in tongues a lot. As a child of God, can I tell you my frustration? There is no other spirit God can give to you apart from the Holy Spirit within you. The best thing that can happen to any human species has happened to you. There is no other solution God has. It is what you now do with him that matters. In Job 32 verse 8, the Bible says there's a spirit in man. He's not even talking about the Holy Spirit. There's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty grants him understanding. If you have a grandmother who didn't go to school but loves God and could read Bible, wave your hands to me. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. He just knows what to do. You, they just move you from one table in your office to another. You are crying. Why would they take me there? Why do they want to punish me? Oh God, when you have solution, you become indispensable. You become indispensable. Come on. Come on. Maybe they won't reward you in your office, but you become a consultant later by the things you will see there. Tap your neighbor and say, I can never be disadvantaged. Come and say it again. Say, I can never be disadvantaged. Let 150 billion plot for you. There's a spirit in man. Sir, can a Christian say we should boycott Dangote now? Can he say that? Say, oh, on a religion basis. Let's boycott him. You will be hungry. Now, people like us can survive and we can import our stuff, but how many Christians can survive? Forget about clique that you are building. Be excellent. Be on top. See, when people that love you are the ones buying your product, now one level of success with that. But when it gets to a level, they don't like you. I mean, just give me. You don't bluff. I'm not like, just give me. Now another level. Amen, somebody. There is a spirit in man. Bring up that scripture. The inspiration of the Almighty grants him understanding. When you pray in tongues, don't just be sending Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, go to my village. Holy Ghost, calm down. Download. understanding. Let there be light. When the Holy Ghost moved in the beginning and God said, light be, you know what happened? Understanding came. Fortismos. Oh, ore. Understanding. God did not make light in verse 3. He made light in verse 14. God said, before I start to make the earth, Holy Ghost, bring understanding. If God the Father depended on the Holy Ghost for understanding, why will you carry the Holy Ghost and be complaining like those who don't have the Spirit? Speaking in tongues is not to send the Holy Spirit on earth. It's for understanding. I never went to Bible school one day. And I've taught in two Bible schools. Not one day. Understanding. There are things I read in books 14 years after I became a pastor. And the Holy Ghost already taught me. Before you write the proposal. You will know what to do. Put your hand on your chest and say, I know what to do. Say, I'm excellent. Say, I'm not limited by my environment. Number three, what did I call the first one? Be a friend of God. Number two, download wisdom in the place of praying in tongues. Number three, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with the whole of your heart. Don't wait. You know, some people, they will say, you know, Pastor, we know what to do when the opportunity comes now. We know what to do. So why are you not doing it now? This job, no, my head, no swear. I'm not impressed. The salary is not encouraging. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. It says, whatever your hand finds to do. Whatever your hand finds to do. Do it with what? Eh? With what? Do it casually. I say, whatever. Whatever. For now, you are driving somebody. Whatever your hand finds to do. Do it excellently. Excellently. With the whole of your might. With the whole of your might. With everything you've been. Don't get to the place late. You know, I bought a car in 2009. And everybody wanted to drive it. Like the protocols. There's this particular guy. He loved the car so much. It wasn't close to me. He heard that God blessed me with the car. He loved the car so much. He went to buy a glove to drive it. He didn't want to touch the steering. He waited. So I saw that. I said, why are you wearing a glove? He said, Baba, I just thought to drive this car, I will use a glove. I said, you are the one driving me. Get there. Get there. And you are going to be driving me from now. Do you know the guy got a job within 2 weeks? A very good job. At a particular major organization in Nigeria, major, you must spend 3 years before they confirm you. There is a guy in this church, a worker. Right now he's at the Gwarinpa Church. His father was in a particular position in government. So he thought to himself, let me take advantage of this. Let me quickly go for my master's, do everything I need to do now that my dad is working. He will soon retire. So he came to me for counsel, and I said he should pray about it. I told all the workers to dress well. He came down for his lunch break, and then the head of HR, I think he's head of HR, or I don't know who the person was, came down also. I said, started shouting, who are you? Who are you? Come. Are you a copper? He said, no, I just got employed here. She started shouting, this is how I want everybody to look here. This is how I want everybody to look here. This is the template. Then they became friends. Then 2 months after, they met again. The woman said, why don't you come and greet me? I said, okay, I'll come, ma. And they got talking, said, I want to go for my master. The woman said, it's done. Normally, it's 3 years after. I said, but because of that, it's done. Excellence. I said, what? Excellence. Excellence. There are people who just put you on their board. You are not doing anything. You just want your name to be there. You just like your personality, your persona. But here, See, that man will get that with estate. If you see her now, you go think she's a driver. That's what you're celebrating. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Imagine yourself as owner of a Fortune 500 company. Be thinking globally. Don't let anybody. It may be popular now, but we are coming. I said we are coming. I'm overshooting my time. Praise God. Proverbs 26 and verse 6. Did you gain something? He who sends him, who is sent a message by the hand of a fool, cuts his own feet and drinks violence. You'll find out that you will not be sent. That new position will not be given. Particularly if you want to be legit, you must not be a fool. You must be excellent. You must stand out. Finally, Joseph. Because a lot of people will look at me now and say, Pastor Biden, you should be a little bit more real. People are going through things. This is Buhari period. You know, you can't just be telling, excellence is expensive. No, it's not. I told one guy, I said to him, he said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm going for an interview. It looks brilliant. I called, where's Uche? I said, did you call him? Can you get him a white shirt now to change this shirt? They will give you the job. You look brilliant, but this shirt is dirty. Because now, they don't only think about your certification. They think about other people you are working with. Do you know a body odor can mess you up? They're thinking, will other people cope with you? Are we all still here? You must be committed to it. You must be committed to it. The devil started having problems with pastors when people with microphone preaching the gospel started waking up to that. Which president, which airport will you meet someone like Pastor Chris and you not say, sorry, who are you? Just the way he will walk. Just the way he will coordinate himself. And it's always been like that. At least I've known him for 27 years. Or 30. Don't wait. If you're waiting to have to be, you may never have and you may never be. With what you have. Don't wear once white. Wear white when they say white. I wore warm trousers in this church for 8 months. I'm not joking with you. I didn't even have a suit. One. But the gator was always standing. Every service. If I one day I said this trousers I go tear one day. But always standing. Do you know when I share the testimony, people, they think that when? They won't even remember. They can't even notice. So you know the story of Joseph, how he landed in the prison? So they grabbed Joseph. They said, Joseph, Pharaoh wants you. I don't know what it is. Pharaoh wants you. Really? The head of the prison was smart enough to know that Pharaoh doesn't like beards. You will never find an Egyptian with beards. They always have clean shave. They took him, boom, shaved him, war clothes on him because the king's instruction requires haste. They put him, boom, in front of Pharaoh. Yes, you could tell the dream Pharaoh told, but can you interpret it? How did that man know how to can tomatoes for 7 years without it getting spoiled, without going back home to think about it? He lived ready every day. That's where I'm going. He lived ready. He was in prison. He was betrayed by his brothers. Some of us allow circumstances that we go through to push us into mediocrity. Listen, I can be drinking Gary I'm not talking about rich people here. I can be drinking Gary in one room, in one outskirt place that I have to travel 2 hours to get into Abuja. In my mind, I won't let that environment get into my mind. And Pastor Wally was in Ilorin. The only counsel I used to give to you, don't let that environment get into you. Don't let that environment get into you. Make your decisions based on your global outview and your worldview. Don't let that environment get into you. Once it gets into you, you're in trouble. Many families that are talking about generational curses is their paradigm. There's some families, they like to eat sugar. And because they started you in life with sugar, everybody eats sugar. You are listening to me, make up your mind to get out of that vicious cycle and you see how you will stand out in that dimension. Some, it is salt. Salt. And at 40, everybody's hypertensive. They say, hey, there's a demon. You try and change something. So it is in Nigeria here. Change something. And you will see how everything will change. This man had solution, had everything. I want to read to you what Pharaoh said about Joseph as I close. Genesis 41. Would you like to see it? Verse 38. And Pharaoh said to his servant, I like the King James. Can we read the KJV? He said, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God. All Joseph had was the Spirit of God. I love one version that says, in whom? He said, can we find a man in whom there is the Spirit? He said, since you brought the solution, sir, you are the one that will manage it. He gave him a name called Zapanapanaya, the one that has the power to kill and to make alive. He gave him a signet. You know what Joseph did? Till today, Pharaoh owns Egypt. He bought the entire Egypt. Someone who never went to school, someone who never read about administration, there was a spirit. All that was in the CV was the Lord was with him. Is the Lord with you and I today? Yes, but we're allowing our environment to limit the God within us. It's time for us to be excellent. When you are excellent in whatever you do, you are an excellent driver. I heard, please don't quote me, there's a street I went to in Lagos. I said, wow, this is unique. They said, Tinubu's driver lives on this street. He did the tadit, did the street light. He's not an ordinary driver. Tinubu cannot afford a quack to drive him. He has too much money. That guy, his job is not driving. Seest thou that a man is diligent? You, your boss is talking. You're just assisting him. You're sitting in front. And he's talking on the phone. You're talking about, yeah, sir, it's 30, it's not 12. How did you hear? Pretend like you did not hear. Even when he tells you, he says, sir, what was that? He said, oh, I can take this boy out. You went to your boss's house. Himself and his wife are having an argument. You put your mouth. Some people are just cultured. Put your hand on your chest and say, I'm excellent. Say, in the name of Jesus, everything is changing. The Spirit in me is receiving inspiration from the Almighty. So shall it be. As a closer walker, you must be excellent. You must stand out. It's not, excellence is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your cuts across everything. It's not a Sunday thing. And as you do this, you will stand before kings. And not before me, amen. Stretch out your hands, everybody. I pray in the name of Jesus that these hands will be lifted up this year. Amen. These hands will be lifted up this year. Amen. These hands will be lifted up this year. Amen. And when the hand is lifted up, as it is higher than the head, so shall you be higher than your contemporaries. Amen. The grace that promoted Joseph, even when they put him in prison, greater than that grace is upon you right now. Therefore, I ask for an activation of that grace to begin to work in your life. the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and lead you the way you should go. God will teach you to profit this year. What you need to tweak, the administration you need to put in place, what you need to shut the door against, what you need to open up to. After your amen is loud now, receive it done right now. Begin to receive inspirations. When you're having your bath, you will receive inspiration. When you're brushing your teeth, you will receive inspiration. When you are sleeping, your sleep will not be normal anymore. You'll have the first advantage in your career. You will know what to do. There are some odd things I've done in my life that changed my ministry. Odd things, very things that normally nobody should do. After this service, God will teach you to profit. You will hear a voice behind you telling you, go this way. I pray a major prayer for you that may be a difficulty, but it will be easy for you. You will attract other excellent people. Those who will lift up your hands, receive them in the name of Jesus. You will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. In 1 minute, I want you to rise to your feet and commit the next thing you want to do unto God. Those things that are difficult in your heart. You want to build a hospital. You want to go into politics. God has shown you, even while you're minding your business. You know, a call is very dangerous. Even when you abandon it, it comes to tap you and say, I still want you there. There's a reason why God has made you to hear what you've heard today. I didn't talk to everybody. I spoke to you. That's why you heard me loud and clear. Begin to commit that thing unto God and say, Lord, you said this to me. Bring it to pass. I'm here for you. I'm here to make a change. I'm your agent, Jesus. I will not do what every other person is doing. I will add value. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. If you pray seriously, suddenly there will be something that will jump on you. And you will record today as a testimony. Pray seriously. Pray seriously. We're going to sing a song twice or thrice as we learn. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today.
Today.
Pray this prayer with me. Come on.
Oh, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Oh, remember me, O Lord. Remember me.
Pray this prayer with me.
I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you.
I don't know who I'm sent to this morning. Come on, reach out to the Lord.
Oh Lord, you know I cannot do it without you. Oh, I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. Oh, you are the God that answers by fire. You answer by fire. You answer by fire. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord.
don't know where that song came from, but I know God has sent it to somebody. So I pray for you. What you prayed about in this service today, you will come back here to share your testimony. So shall it be. And I command every impediment before you to scatter now. Every kind of blockade, I command them to scatter now. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Philippians 1:3. I thank my God every time I remember you. This indeed is the state of our hearts concerning our partners and friends who support us through their love gifts. Your giving and prayers have made it possible for us to take the glorious gospel of Jesus to the ends of the earth. To partner with us, please visit partners.coza.org.ng. Email us through partners@coza.org.ng or call us with the numbers on the screen. Thank you for giving to the Lord. We celebrate you.